Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Yes, I've just come from the swearing in by His Excellency the President of the Republic. I thank the President of the Republic for his trust and confidence in me. I know that this is a very difficult moment of our history, the history of the new Republic of South Sudan. But I believe with the trust, confidence and cooperation of my colleagues in the upcoming cabinet, and particularly cooperation between the parties to the agreement, and more so between the IO as a party and the GRS as a party. If we cooperate, I'm sure we can deliver to our people. And the difficulties now, be the economic, social, and so on, that our people are facing, in a very short time will be addressed. I call upon my colleague, Dr. Riek Machar, to immediately respond to this patriotic and brotherly move by our president to appoint him as first vice president. You know, as first vice president or even as vice president, once you are appointed, you cannot continue to stay abroad. It will be very odd representing a country abroad. So the best is for him really to come and to come with his entire team. Our team is ready for the formation of the cabinet. So it is, I'm sure the other parties are also ready. So we need the team of the IOs to also be sent to us, so that even the appointment of the cabinet is done. And if there are outstanding issues, of course, issues in relation to the ARC, the agreement for the resolution of the conflict, these issues, as we sit together on the same table as brothers and sisters, I'm sure we can address all these issues. Whether these are the 28 states, whether these are their boundaries, whether these are their names, whether these are the economic issues, whether these are what, if you are apart, then you can never solve any problem. But once together and cohesively, I believe we can remove any impediment on our way to progress. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your presence here this morning.